Next, classical literature is causing controversy in American classrooms where parents have taken offence at so-called racial slurs in certain texts.
Coming from a pretty big African-American community myself, I believe that it's not right to even put that in a book, let alone read it to a child.
And among books that parents are unhappy about are classics such as To Kill a Mockingbird and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Both of those are highly acclaimed and reflect times of severe racial inequality. The two novels, where the N-word has appeared more than 200 times, have now been temporarily banned in public schools in the Virginia school district. That's after a mother of a pupil complained about their, quote, racial wordings.
I keep hearing this is a classic, this is a classic. I understand that, but at some point, I feel the children will not or do not truly get the classic part, the literature part, which I'm not disputing this is great literature, but there are so much racial slurs in there and offensive wording that you can't get past that. So what are we teaching our children? We're validating that these words are acceptable, and they're not acceptable by no means.
While some accuse the books of reinforcing racial stereotypes, some of those who grew up reading them, which are required high school reading in many states, think otherwise.
I think that it's bordering on censorship because those words are in there for a reason. They're in there to teach us not to use them.
They should ban it if it have racial slurs. Yeah, because we live in a society where racial slurs, everybody's get, you know, offended, so we shouldn't do it.
Ooh, I feel like they can just see, like, outlawing it, that's like kind of a drastic move. I feel like, can't you just like put a black line, like censor that?